6:15. I'd like to draw your attention that we're going to go ahead and begin the hearing.
So Jennifer.
My name is Leonard Depp, as a member of the Water Resource Board, and I will be the hearing officer tonight. I'd like to draw your attention that it is July 18, 2012, and we are at the College of Southern Idaho in the Taylor Building, room 277 in Twin Falls, Idaho. In attendance, again, I draw your attention to those who are members of the board. I would like to start with Mr. Graham, Bob Graham from Northern Idaho. We have Peter Vandermeulen from the Haley area. We have Jeff Frabel from Rexburg, and Vince Alberti from the Kimberly area, and also Roger Chase from Pocatello. Attending with us tonight from the Department of Water Resources is Brian Patton and Helen Harrington and Diana Ball. We also have representatives from the Attorney General's office. We have Mr. Clive Strong, Harriet Hemsley, and Michael Orr. Have I misspoken of anyone who's attending from either the board or from the Department of Water Resources or from the Attorney General's office? The purpose of this hearing is to take testimony and to receive exhibits in connection with the proposed changes to the Comprehensive State Water Plan. Notice of this hearing was made through a statewide news release and a second news release from the local media 2 weeks ago prior to tonight's hearing. Notice was also made through the electronic postings on the board's web pages. I will provide up to 5 minutes for each speaker, and the roster of attendance shows that Norm Smenkel will be our first person to testify. Mr. Smenkel.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my name is Norm Smenkel. I'm the Executive Director and General Counsel for the Idaho Water Users Association, 1010 West Jefferson Street, Suite 101 in Boise. We appreciate the opportunity to come before you. I'm not going to give exhaustive testimony tonight. We're going to go along for the ride and go to a lot of these hearings and hear what folks have to say, but did want to say how much we appreciate the work that's already been done by the board and by the subcommittee, but did want to point one particular provision out to you tonight, and I do have an exhibit. I don't know how many you need, but we'll give copies to the board. I wanted to provide the board with a copy of an email that we provided to then-member Chamberlain when he was chairman of the subcommittee dealing with the state water plan drafting, and it has to do with item 2C, policy 2C with regard to in-stream flows. And to make sure that you're aware of what our position is, that it has not changed, that we did discuss it as a board in the spring of 2010, our position remains the same as it was then and as it was in previous years when it was actually brought forward in the legislature, and that is the issue of allowing consumptive use water rights to be severed from the land permanently into in-stream flow water rates. We think that's a wrong-headed policy. We are not supportive of that. And frankly, we think that the actions that have occurred since the last water plan bear that out, that it's not necessary. And maybe the best way to explain that in the minute or so I have left is conversation that Carl Dreher and I had back in 2000. And of course, we were all very concerned about the Lemhi and the black helicopters and NOAA and what they were going to do and if they're going to shut people down because of the low flows and the impacts to the fisheries there. And we had a discussion about, should it be the policy of the state that folks could sell their farms and sell their ranches and put all that water back in the stream permanently, or should we do something a little more incremental and a little more purposeful that says, let's establish what that minimum flow is in that stream, and let's create a mechanism whereby that water can be provided temporarily, where it can be provided even during portions of the season, as I recall, for 2 weeks during the season, and do it through the water bank and, of course, through the local rental pool. So we think our time would be better served working with you to see if there's a way to balance the need that you're pointing out in this draft about having the legislature allow you to appoint local rental pools anytime there's a request to do that. We think that's a more beneficial area of discussion. We do think that there's local needs of the water users in each area that's different. We saw that in the Lemhi. We saw that with the Wood River. And in that case, in those cases, it was done by statute, of course, and that worked out pretty well, I think, for the local water users. So we're not adamantly opposed to that function, but we think we need to talk through it. We'd much rather spend time doing that, though, than fighting a wholesale conversion of consumptive use rights into in-stream flows. Because our feeling is that once you do that, that water will be severed from the land forever. It will never return back to the land. It will remain in stream. So you might as well call it what it is, which is a retirement program. You're going to be retiring consumptive use, whether it's for irrigation or for industrial use or whatever. And we just don't see the need for it. We haven't seen any success with that proposal, as I point out in the email, in the legislature. So I think your efforts would be better spent with the successful programs that you've already had in the Lemhi and in other places through the Water Bank and the Minimum Flow Program, which we are very supportive of, as you know. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Semenko. I would, Norm, if I could, in this letter that you sent to Chairman Chamberlain at the time, you state that the reason is that there are other methods that have been created, and I know that you talked about one tonight, the local rental pool, and I'm speaking on behalf of myself as a member of the board. If you could highlight other areas that have worked well with that you support and bring it to our attention, I would certainly appreciate that.
Absolutely, and I think some of them are in the plan themselves, including the Nez Perce Water Rate Agreement. We'll go ahead and document that. Thank you.
Thank you. I noticed that there were a number of others who had signed the attendance roll but had not wished to testify. Are there any others who are desirous to testify at this time at this hearing? And just draw your attention that the record will remain open until September 21st, 2012. There are 6 other additional meetings where there will be hearings presented, and you certainly are invited to attend there if you wish to testify. But we would accept written comments until September 21st, 2012. At this point, the hearing is now concluded. Thank you for your attendance.